retreat where I will talk a little bit to you about tuning into the retreat, which will help you hopefully to make the best out of these 5 to 6 days which you have reserved for this serious spiritual practice of connecting with Krishna through His holy name. So we are just setting up everything. Yes, I think we will start with Jai Radha Madhavan, then I will ask a very special temple president and manager who celebrates today actually his 25th year of management. I will invite him. You don't even know who it is up to now. So after he has spoken and given happiness to our heart, we will then go in all earnestness in our first session called Entering the Retreat. But really, before I start, I still have a little cold, so my brain is just working through the a little bit slowly. Don't worry, it will soon speed up. Before I start, I really must say I'm extremely grateful for all of you that you have come. There's even one devotee who's so brave to stay 2.5 days with us. He's just coming now, and we hope we will convince him that he can stay longer next time. You have been extremely, I think it's a little bit courageous to go on a retreat, because as you know, I will try to shake you and I will try to move you, I will try to motivate you, I will try to give you a new direction, orientation in life. So Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopi Dana Vallabha Hiri Varada Di Dhamala Bha Hiri Varada Di Kopi Jana Vala Bha Hiri Varada Di Yasoda nanana praja jananandana Yasoda nanana praja jananandana Jamuna tira panachari Jamuna tira Gira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radha. Goni taigi go premanandi hari hari bo. So first I would like to request Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu to come forward to address all of us. Gaurahari, maybe you can release the microphone for him. Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu celebrates today his 25th year of doing service, dedicated service in the management of our society. I must really say on a personal note that sometimes during my 40 years of preaching in ISKCON, I have sometimes super creative ideas, and then the management comes and says, Maharaj, maybe it's not possible. And I sometimes feel different perspective between the management and the preacher. But since all this time where I know Hridaya Chaitanya, I never ever felt that, let us say, that little vibration of difference, but I could see really that Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu is just such a wonderful person. And then I began to inquire in our society, what do you think about the silent mountain of Belgium, Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, who's very fixed and stira like a mountain. And everyone all over the world, if not all over the universe, is only full of the best memories and greatest appreciations for Hridaya Chaitanya's excellent service. And we can not imagine a more auspicious introduction into the Japa retreat than Hridaya Chaitanya standing on his 25th day and year. And addressing all of us, so please let us hear the auspicious address of our temple president and GBC and Euro committee and Mr. Everything. Yes, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
What else made me speechless? Baba and Akiva Prabhu, who is on the Satchananda Swami. In the name of the Radha Des community
and the Bhaktivedanta College, we'd like to welcome His Holiness Satchananda Swami.
Thank you.
And we'd also like to welcome everybody who came for this retreat. Because we know that especially when you become a little older, you feel like, Arantz was mentioning that also, you know, how can I spend my time best? What is the best way to spend my time? Because somehow or other, we should always think like that, even if we are young. But somehow or other, we think more like that when we are a little older. But then if I reflect, since we joined the Hare Krishna movement, we are spending 2-3 hours a day in japa, kirtan, chanting the holy names, congregationally, individually. So what is now a better time than to spend some energy on how to improve the activity that we do daily, the activity that is so essential on our path back to Godhead, on our way to Krishna, on our becoming close to Krishna. This is an essential activity. So, and we do it daily. 365 days a year, we are involved in chanting the holy names. And if we do this perfectly, then Srila Prabhupada suggested, proposed, gave the promise that we would go back to Godhead. So we appreciate very much that Maharaj is now 4 years in a row, he is giving us this opportunity to improve the quality of our chanting, to go deeper and deeper in our heart, and to find ways to do the chanting with more attention, with more hearing, with more quality, and the results will come according to, of course, our sincerity. Will depend on our hearing, but he is giving us the opportunity to make this spiritual advancement, and we like to thank him very much for that.
Thank you. Oh. Well spoken. Thank you, Veda Chaitanya. Radha Chaitanya Prabhu asked a question. What is the best way to spend our time? And gave an answer. He said the most important process for advancement in our Krishna consciousness is to chant quality our quota, our rounds, and so on. So this japa retreat were designed to help devotees with this. They were really designed, first of all, for our own devotees, our own family, and now were due to the various exciting preaching programs in our movement, people also outside become interested in especially kirtan and also the holy name in general. There are retreats which are offered for outsiders. But I want to make it clear, this is a retreat for our own family, for those who practice Krishna consciousness. goodness as their chosen path. I would like to give you a little bit, let me say, history of these retreats, how they came about. There was a time in our movement where there were, let me say, where one devotee offered all over the world transformational seminars. I did become very interested in these seminars because I know that the whole purpose of Krishna consciousness is to transform the heart. This is explained by Srila Prabhupada in the second canto, that the whole Vedic adventure, he says, is for transformation of the heart. Huh? So when I visited, finally, when I got a chance to visit one of these seminars, I recognized immediately from my previous life before Krishna consciousness elements of psychology which were put together, and I left the seminar with a question mark. What is our own process? Not the process of Western thinkers who want to also help in some ways for a better life, but what is our own process to elevate our lives, to transform our lives so that materialistically minded person can actually rise to the level of having the highest God realizations. And it was very important for me to go deep into our tradition. And as I studied the books of Srila Prabhupada and his lectures and read on and on and on, I became convinced that this is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Before that, I had also asked another question in my life. This question was a very uncomfortable question. It was uncomfortable for me and uncomfortable for those devotees whom I asked the question. The question was, we are chanting so long, but have we produced convincing examples that our process works? I asked myself the question, Sachinanda Swami, I asked, are you a convincing example that our process works? And I could see, no, I'm not. I'm still, I mean well, but I also have so many anattas and so on. And this question, does the process work, was bringing me, like many of my God brothers, into a chapter of ISKCON, which is now seen as a black chapter. We were looking outside for different inspirations, how the process could work better. We knew here is a huge movement with very sincere devotees, and we are there, but everyone is still hoping for ecstatic revelations in Krishna consciousness, and we are challenged by outsiders if we are really advanced or if we are neophytes. So we were looking if there is maybe something lacking in the presentation. After all, Srila Prabhupada had only 10 years' time to present a huge culture and history to people who were just very new in spiritual life. Look, the oldest devotee, Prabhupada usually preached to devotees who were 1 year or 2 year or 3 years old in Krishna consciousness. When he left, the oldest devotees were 10 years old. Young, inexperienced people, really. So we asked the question, did he really say everything? Could he say everything? And is everything presented? And again, we again searched, and we found out, again from Prabhupada's teachings and the teachings of our tradition, that the process can work if you know how to do it. The process is the Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan, chanting the holy names of Krishna, but you need to know how to do it. So taking these two things together, my own desire to make more advancement in Krishna consciousness and then present a process for devotees so that they could easily feel the symptoms of Krishna consciousness, brought us to first of all try to make the process work in our own lives. I went for long, for 1 month sessions to Vrindavan. I didn't stay where many people are, but under trees and near lakes, and I just chanted from morning till evening. Sometimes I saw tigers there. Yes, there are still tigers in Kamyavan. Not tigers, leopards, you say. And I was living with cobras, but I just needed to find out how does the process work. And studied books like Bhajan Rahasya, Harinam Chintamani, guidebooks, and just looked for informations, and then we were ready to present the first japa retreat. It was in the Swiss Alps. I still remember the name. The name of the house was Hari Chalet. Chalet is a French word, and you will find here many chalets. This is Hari's house. Was a chalet means house, as far as I know. Huh? Big house or small house?
Small house, wooden house from the mountains.
Wooden house from the mountains. So it was in Hari's chalet, in Hari's wooden house from the mountains, where we presented the first japa retreat. There were only 24, let me say, I would say 21 awake members and 3 sleeping members all the time. And we had our first retreat with a 64 rounds day, and we really felt we had covered new ground in Krishna consciousness after these 6 days were over. We felt very close to Krishna. Some devotees reported breakthrough experiences, and some of them are still in contact with me after these many years when we did it, and still think that was the best investment in their time. And then we began to go from there. Okay, it had worked. It had worked on a small, with a small number of devotees. Let's try it with bigger numbers. And we did it for a few years in Hari's chalet, because the name was just so good. And then it became too small up there in the Swiss mountains. And then retreats started to be offered in Vrindavan together with Bhuijan Prabhu and his Vrindavan Institute for Higher Educations. And then in America, actually America went first, and then we trained other devotees to give retreats, and they gave retreats, Giriraj Maharaj and others who came. And then all over the world, other very creative devotees developed their own retreats, japa retreats. And now it is something quite well established in our society, and that is good. There are so many retreats all over the world which are given, and that's a great source of celebration. Then I was asked to come to Radhadesh to offer the retreat. I had been giving small retreats in Radhadesh, or small seminars, I should say, to the college. And I remembered Radhadesh as a wonderful place. And so I came there and found everything wonderful. Look how nice the devotees have prepared the altar, and the sitting place really looks as if I'm somewhat special, which I'm not. Really looks good. This now I hear from Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu is the 4th retreat in a row each year. And today we have spoken with Dina Dayal about a very good idea, which I like very much, which I hope will work. See, now comes a little bit something. I had come here to give this retreat to the Radhadish College, but in the first year there were only a few college students there because they had to write their examination papers in the last minute, of course. And this retreat, when you go to a retreat, you only get spiritual accreditation, not accreditation which you can use for the University of Lampeter or in Wales to get you some title. So of course no one was there from the college. I didn't say anything. Second year, not even three people were there. Everyone was working on their examinations. Third year, no one was there. And then I said something. I said, come on, I have given this, this is for your college students, and if no one comes from the college students, why should I come? And this year we do hope to see at least a few shadows of the college students who are hopefully not just writing their last papers in the last second. We are very hopeful to see a few shadows. They are here. Oh my God. We keep an eye. Hare Krishna. But of course, I just wanted to make this as a strong point to the college students. We really want to give this to you, and of course to all the other devotees who are not in the college. In fact, you are now part of the college because this is a college course, so you have joined school again. Congratulations. Hare Krishna. All right, that's something about the history of the retreats. Now I want to tune you into the retreat, what you can, how you could focus yourself so that you get the maximum out of this retreat. It is really my dedication and my goal in life now to give every single one of you who joins for the retreat an experience which will hopefully inspire you in your practice in Krishna consciousness for the years to come. This is, I feel, a great responsibility resting on not only myself but on my team. And we have had meetings before, and we said our whole idea for this 1 week is we want to serve the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who have come here. And here are 3 points for you, which I feel need to be understood in order to enter a retreat with a proper mode. See, when you go on retreat, it means you go away from your ordinary life into a situation where you can exclusively concentrate on ultimate questions in your life. In our retreat, I want to address what we call in theological language the divided soul. What is this expression? It's not a strictly philosophical expression because Krishna says the soul cannot be cut, so it cannot be divided. What I mean with divided soul is more a poetic expression which describes someone who is divided in himself. There is something that he would like and what he needs, but his life doesn't give him this. There is, in other words, a difference between his expectations and what he gets. There is a difference between what he knows he should do and the difference of what he or she actually does. There is a difference between the theory of spiritual life and the practical day-to-day experience. And this creates a division in themselves. Psychologists like William James, he's an old guy, but still very much quoted, have said that most people nowadays are divided in themselves. They don't live the life which they wish to live. They have a certain concept about what they would like their lives to be, but an entirely different experience. There is one man who has expressed it in a way which is so nice, which expresses our own situation in Krishna consciousness. He says, this is Saint Augustinus, the new will is yet too weak to conquer the old will, which is strengthened by long indulgence. Am I not like a sleeping person who already woke up but lacks the willpower to finally get up? Instead, I pretend to sleep and suffer. Let us look at this. Many of us know about what their Krishna consciousness should be like, but they experience something, an in-between state. So in our Krishna, in our retreats, we really want to close the gap between what you wish your Krishna consciousness to be and what it actually is. We want you to make a contact to this most powerful process of chanting Krishna's holy name, and then awaken devotional ecstasies in you. I know this is looked upon with caution in our institution. Devotional ecstasies, my God, is that dangerous? Prabhupada in the Nectar of Devotion speaks about five processes in devotional service and says that even a slight contact with these, when done properly, are sufficient to awaken devotional ecstasies even in the beginner. Yes, you can feel Krishna consciousness and experience Krishna consciousness if you learn to chant. Then what do you need in order to experience the promise of the retreat, that is Krishna conscious realization? You need something which I would like to call movement and direction. And you need to maintain this throughout the retreat. With movement, I mean an endeavor, some energy which you apply to the process. There will be sessions where we expect every one of you to be there. There will be also optional sessions which are offered in addition to the normal program. But there are sessions where it's good that every one of us is present. You need to be present there. You need to be awake there, and you need to be fully participating. I call this movement, and direction. It is an internal focus. You just don't need to be only active. You need to be focused on your goal. It's something like, who of you knows how to ride a bicycle, if I may ask? Oh, good. May I ask you what you consider the most essential element of bicycle driving?
Balance.
My God, are you good? Balance, of course. Now, balance is... Who of you had difficulties in the beginning with balance when you did? I think everyone. Because balance, that's really the magic of the art of bicycle driving. You know, I remember it took me... I'm very slow in most of the things. It took me half a year of practicing day and night on my red little bicycle, because everyone was driving bicycle by then, and I was just, I had these ridiculous little wheels on the side, which marked me as a little three-year-old boy. So it was totally embarrassing to even show myself with this bicycle in the neighborhood, you know. So I practiced, and I just couldn't get it with the bicycle until one day, his name is Johannes. I will never forget him because I was so grateful at that time to him. Said, "You just balance. You get it when you have two things intact. You have to move, and not stop moving. And then you have to somehow have the right direction. You know, stay on course. You know, don't go because then you're in the ditch. And you stay on course. Stay on the road." I said, "But if I'm moving so fast," he said, "Don't worry. You need some movement to do this. And just take care that you steer your bicycle in the right direction. Stay in direction. And then you will get the balance. Don't worry. And then you can slow down after some time." So he said, 1, 2, 3, and then I didn't move because I was afraid. Then he said, "Okay, you get a chocolate afterwards. 1, 2, go." I started, and I still remember, I just kept these two things, movement and direction, and I was riding. I could have won the Olympic Games at that time. I was so secure, because I had the two elements together, movement and direction. This is also what you need in doing the retreat, to catch that mystical element of spiritual experience, which is similar to, which I want to compare in my example with balance. If you want a spiritual experience and revelation, you have to apply a little energy and be focused. If you want movement and direction in a better vocabulary, you can write down energy and focus. Anything is possible with these two elements, especially in spiritual life. You do need energy and you need to focus yourself. It's very important. I would say we have the best environment to practice bridging the gap and starting an ideal life. Because in our environment, we have the most powerful elements which support a person's spiritual growth. That is, we have a beautiful sangha, an association of like-minded people. All of them came to a retreat, even those who came for 2 days or one night. You know, they have the idea to make advancement in their chanting of the holy name. We have sangha. We have knowledge will be given. There will be a lot of shastric informations based on the Bhagavatam. We have the most beautiful, one of the most beautiful deities of Europe, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, who are very steadily worshipped in this temple, and who, I think you will all agree with me, who are really offering their shelter to all those who come. We have the holy name. So, and all this we have in Radhadesh Dham, the sacred space of Radhadesh. If your desire to make advancement in Krishna consciousness should work at any place, then this is definitely the best place. You made the right decision. It's really a wonderful facility, a wonderful environment, and you will see all the Radhadesh devotees are angels with wings and halos. They really will they understand what you need as a retreat? For instance, on that one day when we will be silent for a whole day, Mona Vrata, and chant 64 rounds, they will not disturb you. You will understand. You have a good environment. You have wonderful deities. You have a wonderful association, and you will hopefully get the right knowledge and lots of holy names. So this will definitely be very good for you. I want to now give you a few guidelines for your own retreat. I always say it's not our retreat, ours in the sense of the retreat crew who's behind all this. It is your retreat. I want to use 5 points which will appear, which are where? Which Manu will reveal to us. Yeah, thank you very much, Manuji. This, by the way, is Manu, who I also want to bring to your attention. Manu Prabhu is the heart and soul and brain behind the Radha Dish Mellows, which is a wonderful program where we chant over two days, 12 hours each, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. It was last time, or this year, my first experience, and I was very, 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 very amazed and am full of admiration of Manu's service. So if you want to know about Radha Dish Mellows, they will happen next year again, in the beginning of the year. He is the person to ask and to make bookings with. So, okay, your retreat, the pillars of success. It's important that you listen now a little bit more, because this we consider is really essential. I don't know if you have, you can make notes of this, yes. First of all, be willing to enter a new space. What I mean with this is, you can't go on with the same things and expect new results in your life. When you always do the same things, you can't expect new results. One definition of craziness or madness, which was given by Albert Einstein, is to keep on doing the same things and hoping to get new results. Doesn't work. You need to enter into a new space. And therefore, listen now, it gets a little intense. I request you to separate from the outside world as much as possible, to cut dependencies and usual distractions to a minimum. I once had a retreat in America, and there were 2 GBC men, and you know, they had their computers with them, and they were working, so they were doing, you know, they were typing all the time while they were doing, and I have this somehow my mother has given this ability with me. I can tune in to what's going on, and I knew he was typing managerial information in it. But somehow by the clicking of the keys, you can see what is there. And then I stopped everything and said, Maharaji, why have you come here? Have you come here to do the same things? Or do you want to do new things? You can only stay if you want to do new things. Otherwise, if you want to do the same things, we will give you the best room in the retreat facility, and you can do everything there with maximum concentration. But here you need to apply yourself. You are in management, Baba. You are not in the Baba. And he immediately... Afterwards, I excused myself and said, Maharaji, I'm... I'm a you can now throw me out of the movement, but I had to. I'm making it dramatic. You have to understand, if I don't put a certain energy into this, then the devotees will not be able to move into a new space. And we need to support. You're an older devotee. We need to support the devotees so that they can make a new thing. Also, you know, that means you please have minimal telephone conversations and email contact. No newspapers and no TV. Because you need to enter into a new space of your consciousness. Once I had a retreat in India, and one of our devotees was coming and looked so much down and was so unconcentrated during the session that I came afterwards and said, "What's up? What's troubling your heart?" And the devotee said, "Maharaj, I broke the rules. I spoke for 1 hour to the people, and now my head is full with the world of the people again, you know, and I can't so easily concentrate. It's what I heard is so unsettling me and so much moving my mind." And I said, "Yes, we know it's not out of tyranny that we tell you minimal telephone and email contact and no newspapers. It's out of genuine concern that it's able that you are able to move into a new inner space and where you can make new experiences." See, most of us are so full with daily impressions and things we have to do and things which are on our mind. It's like a room full of old furniture. If you want something new, get the furniture out at least for 1 week, put it before the door, and then put new informations in there. Enter a new space. I also want to recommend you to try to keep awareness during all the lectures and workshops, and especially during your japa and kirtan practice. Try during this time to really chant your best rounds. It will, you will see, you will move ahead into a new space quite easily. For me, who is a little older now, this means, of course, to do the right pacing. Sleep enough. That is very important. Sleep enough so that you are awake and aware. The second point is join a community of seekers. I really want to invite you to feel like a community for this week. Make contact with each other. Discuss with each other about your spiritual life, your experiences, and so on and so forth. Join a community of seekers means also, let us not wait for you. Be punctual, in other words. Take part fully. Share openly what is in your heart. No need to be full of reservations. You know, be here and be here 100%. You have joined a community of seekers. The third point, take complete responsibility for your experience. This is also very important for me to say in the outset. This is your japa retreat. See, if you come like this, okay, this is another program offered by ISKCON. Oh, good, let me sit down, let me see what they have to offer. I've done so many seminars, so many retreats. Let's check out this one. I heard so much about it. No, this won't work. It's your retreat. It's not my thing. It is not our team things. It's not Hridaya Chaitanya's offer to you or not the college. It's you have to offer this retreat for yourself. What I want to say is that during this retreat you will go on a journey into your sacred inner space and you will make different types of experiences. There are very beautiful experiences where you dance before the deities and where you feel accepted like anything. These are peak experiences which you will have. But then there will also be those desert-like experiences where you will confront your own dryness in your spiritual practice, where you will confront your own, let us say, weaknesses, your own attachments maybe, your own, as one says in American English, your own stuff. Stuff is something which we don't like to have, but all of us have it. That's a very vague definition of what is stuff, but it's something which is with us, and like sweat and like other things, and it can be embarrassing when others notice it. These type of experiences can come. You will be challenged maybe. But I want to say this is what genuine spiritual life means, to go deep and to see what's there and then to deal with it in an appropriate way. Spiritual life is always something very personal, something very private, something very much between you and Krishna. You will see the good things, and you will also see those things where, this is my word which I learned in English, where there is still room for improvement. Good. So take responsibility for this. This is your experience. This is your life. And having said this, trust and depend on your own ability. Become self-sufficient during this retreat. Yes, I'm going to apply myself to the thing. What is it, a 64-ounce day? And Mona, my God, this is far out. Mona means the vow of silence. Aye, aye, sir, I can do it. I will do it. And so on. Now comes even more. We have put it on the next page to not shock you on this one. Enter a symbolic death. What is that? I'm somehow still looking for a better formulation. I can imagine, you know, when there is a video cameraman and the only guideline which he catches is enter a symbolic death, I will be in trouble. What do I mean with this? It is, you know, the moment of death is when everything comes to a halt. It's a moment where we separate from the old life and where we move towards a new birth. With a symbolic death, not an actual death, a symbolic death, I mean this practice of solitude. Let your life come to a halt at this retreat and practice some solitude. That means when you chant with full concentration in the temple room or here in the beautiful nature. During your japa, I want to recommend to you, practice silence of other sounds. Don't talk during your japa. When you chant around, don't interrupt it. It's your sacred time with Krishna. So, you know, move a little bit away from the life in this world and move, this is my next point, to a new birth. See point 5, experience a new birth. That is, practice and experience the new insights and discoveries. And finally, you know, you have to live with, when you see something which is good, do it immediately, incorporate it into your life, and finally, depend on divine grace. What I always say here is, as an illustration, become a receiver, not an achiever. See, most of the time in our lives, we act as if everything is dependent on us. We want to achieve certain results in our lives, like we want to make our exam good or we want to make some money, or we want to reach this and that goal. But here in this retreat, practice to become a receiver. That means be open to what Krishna will give you. There are wonderful things which Krishna has in store for each one of us on our spiritual journey. And in a retreat, we just open ourselves and our hearts to become a receiver of this. Good. Ha! We made it. I want to now go into an exercise with you, a very small, brief exercise. Who is a good writer? You know English writing also? Yes, because we will... Yes? Good. Are you fast? Good. Please come, Mataji. What is your good name? Shri Devi Dasi. Please come forward. I will ask the devotees to make a little brainstorm session with me. And Shri Devi Dasi, your task is to write everything down. What you can catch, you have to write down. What you can't catch, that is your tough luck. You have not caught it. Is a pen there for our Shri Devi Dasi? There is. Where are you going? Downstairs. You wanted to visit the bathroom, or? Oh, good. I'm sorry. I saw you going down. I thought you wanted to escape. No. Thank you, Maharaji. Hare Krishna. Wonderful Vaishnava culture. Maybe you... Yes. So I want to ask you a question. Everyone, please take care in this. What is your purpose in attending the Japa and Kirtan retreat 2011 in Radhadesh? In simple terms, why have you come here? What do you hope to attain? Please say, there must be a reason why you are here. So what is that reason? It's good if we all think about this now. Yes. Others? Yes, you can just say it out loud. To improve your japa chanting, yes.
To get back the connection
with Krishna. It's a good question, isn't it? Why have we come here? This is Rangadevi, isn't it? Rangadevi is here. Hari Bol. Yes. I want to hear Krishna better. In the form of the holy name, or at all, that you want to have some personal directions in your life? Or through the holy name. Oh yes, she wants to hear Krishna better. Wonderful. To introspect. I have come here to serve you. Yes. Serve the name. Yes, Prabhu. To learn your platform, you said?
To utilize this experience to gain strength so that when I go back, when I chant, I won't fall back into old habits.
Maybe fill up your batteries and so on, yes? Fill up your spiritual batteries. To gain strength, actually, no, it's better. To gain strength, yes. Think about this. Why have you come here? What is your expectation? It's important because we will make a little exercise where we will churn this a little bit more. Krishna Kirtan Prabhu. You want to realize how bad your chanting is. To realize how much work you can do. My God, want to realize how bad my chanting is, so that I can realize what work is ahead of me. I hope to also give you a little positive orientation. But good, yes, yes. To focus. Yes, I want to focus. Wonderful. Yes, Prabhu. To get off the mental platform. Hare Krishna. How are you doing, Mataji? Quite.
This is point three.
It will come. It will come. Yes. And Lakshita. I want to please Krishna. Learn to please Krishna with my chanting. Wonderful. That's a wonderful motive. Yes.
To get mercy in association of advanced Vaishnavas.
To get mercy in the association of advanced Vaishnavas.
Vaishnavas,
yes. I really want to, I shouldn't comment, but here is... See, my dear devotees, the important breakthroughs in our life will happen due to mercy. And I think if we apply ourselves to this japa retreat in seriousness and really please Krishna, or have this orientation of energy and focus on it, there will be a lot of response from above, a lot of mercy which we can absorb and then utilize that to move onwards. Wonderful, wonderful. Before we retreat, before we introduce to you the absolute speciality of this retreat, you will faint, it's so good. I want to now lead you in a little exercise. You will get a card, every one of you, and this card will become maybe your best friend in the whole retreat. You will see. Yes. One minute. Thank you very much, Manaji. You were very, very such a good writing. You are a teacher or?
Right.
Yeah. Oh, good. Everyone has got their cards. It's an empty card. It waits for you to do something with it, which I will tell you in a moment. Sagst du Bhavan? Please say Bhavan and music. Music. Mhm. Ich gebe dir das Zeichen, nicht? So. Oh, very hot. Oh yes, our Mataji says, let us open the window. It's a little hot in the room, isn't it? I thought I'm the only one who's sweating here. So, please, as you are receiving the last cards, I would love to request you to stop a moment in your time. Sit a little tall. I need to do something to make you alert, you know, because you had a long journey. Please raise your arms. We will do this a few times. No one looks at you, don't worry. And try to bring the arms back. Ah, Krishna! More, you know, imagine your best friend is, not Krishna, but your a friend is behind you and just pulls your hands back. We want them to be straight a little. Breathe in and out a few times, very deep. You start with a deep exhale. Get it all out, the whole air of 1 week, which is still in there. And then breathe in. And again, very deep exhale. Long exhale, 20,000 light years long. And in. And another very deep exhale, very long, much longer than you did. And move your arms up to the ceilings now. Yes. You will see you will become incredibly aware after some time. I don't look at you, so don't feel embarrassed. And breathe in and out a little. Do these long exhales, really, like as if you wring out an old cloth. Okay, you can put your arms now down on your thing. Now kindly look around a little bit. In the room, just perceive the room. And just think, you had a long journey, you came from somewhere, some of you from Germany, others have come from England, I have heard from Manu today that we have devotees from England coming. Some of you came from faraway places, from America. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have come now for a whole week of intense spiritual practice. You must have heard that in our retreats we will hear new insights, new knowledge, and we will immediately apply it. Think a little bit, what do you hope to get out of this retreat? And as you think, you should be able to develop something like a sankalpa. A sankalpa is an inner orientation, something which supplies you with direction throughout the retreat. We will move you, and we will not only move between this community hall and the temple room and our accommodations and the restaurant. We will move inside of us a lot. What is your orientation, your sankalpa, your inner direction which you would like to take? Maybe one sankalpa is, I really want to improve my relationship with Krishna through the holy name or things which you have written down. Get off the mental platform. Hare Krishna. We are all looking at you. Haribo, yes. And in this way, by it's always so nice. Devotees are such special people. you should be able to formalize your sankalpa, your intention. Huh? So we will have nice music for you. I request you to start writing down now. Now, what is your inner intention? And that might change a little bit throughout the retreat, and then you can write a new intention down. It doesn't have to be a long thing. It can be just one sentence. But it should capture a little bit what you really want. If you need a new card because you are writing, you can collect a card here at where our computers are. Beautiful music. I think everyone, do you still need time or are you finished? Finished? Someone needs time. You can finish it. We are almost at the end of this session. But I have the two things still left. I want to introduce to you the team to whom you can turn for different things, and then I want to bring our absolute speciality. It's really the speciality of Radha Desh 2011. You will love it. You will tell it to your friends, your children, and your grandchildren. It's so good. let me first introduce the team. Of course, we have already gotten to know our Hridaya Chaitanya Prabhu, although I consider him as part of the team like anything, but please let him do his service. He has millions of things to do. There's Dina Dayal, who's there, who did all the correspondence with you. Maybe you want to say something at the very end or now, Dina Dayal? Now would be a good time now, actually. Yeah, would you like to have the microphone? Maybe at the end, yeah.
One important thing for me
means that to say that this retreat is offered in memory and in honor of Sadanandi Devadasi. She's our Devagos sister, Vaishnavi. She was serving Maharaj for at least 10 years as a secretary, and she left 2 weeks ago. As Maharaj said, every Vaishnava is special, no question about it. But I would say that she was really special, a very unique personality, and she had a disease for many years. She was struggling with it, and she went through it in such a special way. So just 2 months ago, she was asking me, is there any way that she can be present at the retreat? And I offered her assistance. Yes, that was the possible Sadanandi. I didn't know that she is going to leave in the meantime. And at least this day I want to offer our real respect and love to Sadanandi. And I know, Sadanandi, that you are with us in this or that way. And since she was asking for very cheap accommodation, I'm sure that Krishna offered her a very unique and expensive place. And I guess you will think and somehow be connected with us and support us. And later I will say a few words very practical.
Then there is Gaurahari. He is here. He will approach you during the retreat with some, maybe when we do the 12-hour kirtans, to put you on the list. Then we have Syamananda, who will make a theater presentation, and he will look for talented theater players. Hare Krishna. And then we have Banu Nandini, who is helping me at the computer and with so many things. And she will also introduce our special feature. Please give her the microphone, Gaurahari. Our special feature of this retreat, it will be the complaint-free retreat. Now, now please listen what this is. The complaint-free retreat does not mean that you should find everything good what we do. No. We are depending on your feedback, and we are depending, we could not have offered for so many years these retreats without your creative feedback in all sessions. Complaint-free retreat is something totally different and something very, very unique. And I want to ask Banu Nandini to explain what that is. Please listen very carefully, because when I first heard this in Govardhan, at our Govardhan retreat, Burijan Prabhu introduced this. I was thinking one thing, but then when he explained it, I understood, my God, is this good. This is fantastic. So please listen very carefully, because you might also have one conception like I had, and you need to hear what it is. Yes.
Hi, Krishna Devotees. Welcome to this wonderful Japa and Gita retreat. As Maharaj already said, it's a practice which Burijan Prabhu introduced during our last Japa retreat in Govardhan. And for this, we are using something which is called the complaint-free rubber band. And it looks like this. And you all are going to receive your complaint-free rubber band. So I don't know if some of you have heard already about this practice, because it was going around the world. It was started by a group of very enthusiastic people who did some psychological research and who noted that so much of our time, actually subconsciously, meaning unaware, we are complaining and criticizing. And we're not even aware of how much we do this. And by this complainment and by this criticism, we create an atmosphere in our mind which is not so good, especially not for spiritual practice. And so they started a whole program where they said that their vision is to distribute 60 million of these complaint-free rubber bands in a certain time, so that 1% of the world population, will think positively and thus influence the whole world. So this is a little bit on the background, and they distributed these 60 million complaint-free rubber bands, and maybe it's working. But for our retreat, we found, as Virgin Prabhu introduced in Gauradham at the Delphi retreat, very, very practical. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that in order to chant the holy name constantly, we need to practice the three Nadampi Sumitra verse. This means chanting with humility and with tolerance. And thus, Virgin Prabhu introduced this rubber band, and he said that, I'll show you just for a second how you're going to use it. I'm taking this big one just that you all can see, but you're going to get smaller ones for your wrists. So, you can put the rubber band on one of our wrists, and then when you become aware of any complaint you have, like, my God, this person is so, I cannot take it, then you take your rubber band from one wrist and you put it on the other. And this way you go back and forth. So it's very funny. And it's good for two reasons. One reason is that you are going to notice actually how much of your time you're complaining about many things. Maybe the rooms are not well, maybe there's not hot water in the shower, you know.
Your neighbor snores.
Yeah, it's going to be many, many various reasons. And the second good point about this is that you're going to practice awareness more with this. So once we become more aware of what's going really inside, it kind of dissolves. So when you're going to notice one of your criticisms or something, you will see in that moment maybe somebody runs in front of your eyes and you wanted to greet the deities and you think, my God. But these are thoughts we usually don't hear, but they are inside. So because you're going to be aware, they're going to dissolve, and you're going to feel more free and more tolerant. This is the goal. And yes, I've also, because some devotees asked me, but what is actually a complaint? You know, what? Sometimes objectively you may think, oh, this person is fat or chubby, and is this a complaint or not? So I did some research. I went through the dictionary, and English dictionary, and what is a complaint? It says, it's an expression of discontent, it's lamenting and fault-finding. So when you see faults in others, and this is actually why we do this, we want to practice the three Nadampi Sumitra verse, really. So if you find yourself fault-finding, just move your rubber band from one wrist to the other.
And the idea is, because everyone is lazy by nature, you know, that you, oh no, again, I have to, you know, and you have to move it. And as Bhanu Nandini said, the first thing is you're aware, again, I did this. And the second is, oh, now I have to bear the karmic consequences. I have to put it on the other wrist, so to say. That in this way, you will start to dissolve this constant anatta of just having dark thoughts in your mind, which are fault-finding and which are not humble and which just give food to the false ego. This will go. It is amazing. It's a very simple process. You know, when it was first introduced, I'm a little skeptical with these processes, although I'm highly interested at the same time. But I did it, and you know, it's like this. You come, because your awareness is now there. I should not complain. When you complain, this is really a low-class complaint, Sachidananda Swami. Let him dance before you're on your toes. He is a good dancer, you know. He's enthusiastic, you know. Why always be so negative and so arrogant? And it helped. It really helped to be just a joyful person. Try it. You will see the it's on what Windows?
Yeah. It's an expression of discontent, it's lamenting and fault finding. Okay. So because we use in our, so to say, ISKCON slang language, more or less the term criticizing devotees, so I also asked the dictionary, what does it mean to criticize? And it says, it means to find fault, to judge unfavorably or partially. So when you notice yourself doing some of these things, you can just move the wristwatch. And then just to connect this whole practice with our philosophy, I went a little further and I typed in, okay, fault finding, what do the acharyas say to this? And listen what Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in Sri Bhakti Loka. He says, fault finding arises only from imposing one's own bad habits on others. So it means when we find faults with others, it's actually our own bad habits which we have. So this is what the Acharya said. And then in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the last thing I wish to share with you, it's very Nectarian, because you're here in the Japa and Kirtan retreat, and we are followers also of Shahida's staff work. And it says in Adi Lila, verse 862, that Haridas Thakur always accepted the good qualities of a Vaishnava and never found fault in him or her. And Srila Prabhupada says in his purport that it's a qualification of a Vaishnava that he is a dosha darshi, or he never sees others' faults. Of course, every human being has both good qualities and faults. But a Vaishnava, a sober man, accepts only a man's glories and not his faults. Just like why six swords bears one beast seek on it. So at the end, before you enter out, two devotees will be standing, one from Prabhupada, one from Antares, maybe Nimai. Would you like to listen to Prabhupada? Okay, and I will be sending to the Mataji's, and then you will receive your content for your rubber band. Good luck.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. The reason why I like this practice so much is, you know, we often hear, be more humble than the straw in the in the street. And when you do this, then you can chant. But we never. See, you can pretend to be humble, but what you can't pretend is to be tolerant. So this complaint-free rubber band, you know, trains you to be tolerant, because otherwise you have to move this foolish rubber band from left to right or right to left. And in this way, you really enter the world of Trinadapi, world where you can be empowered to chant. So, God, Hare Krishna. Fine. Now, at the end of our first session, I would like to give our Dina Dayal the microphone so that you can tell us a few practical points which will help us to orient ourselves through the retreat.
Hare Krishna, it's such a pleasure to see such a big number. In fact, this is the biggest event we have in Bangladesh. This year we have more than 100 devotees came just for this event. Thank you very much.
Let us see if they stay with this complaint-free rubber band or if that is too much.
Each of you should get a flyer with the schedule. If you didn't, it waits for you down there in the reception. So on that flyer, which is in fact green college flyer, you will see schedule and some other information. One thing is missing, and that's even prasadam. It's not written in a paper. Even prasadam is going to wait you 8:30 or 9 o'clock, depends on our schedule here, and it's going to be in a white tent behind the pastor. One additional thing, we have also, we don't have Mindful TV here, we are going to broadcast this event online. Bhakta Vince is going to come tonight. And we had also two professional photographers here, so if they ask you to be part of one session during the day, be free to cooperate, or it will be nice for you if you are just going forward and help us. We are doing some promotional material for the college. So that's all. If you have any kind of question or unclarity, be free to approach me. Or if you are staying in a guest house and something is related with accommodation, room, whatever, be free to go down there at the reception. Mataji Bhagavati is not here at the moment. But anyway, then you can approach me. We are here to serve you, so we are really, we will give our best to make a thing here. Thank you very much once again, and Paramijat, as you keep us, please.
Last thing, there is also our Syamananda Prabhu. Could you be so kind, Syamananda Prabhu, to come here and just tell us about what you are looking for? See, it's very important for us to make this, to make our retreats an experience on different levels, and one is the level of the arts, the fine dramatic performance arts, and Syamananda Prabhu is a theater director and a good player also, and we thought to build a theater group with him or under him who will capture dramatically the points of the retreat, so that when you go home you will, if you forget everything, you won't forget the dramatic description of it. It's really good. It's not entertainment. It goes very deep. So maybe, Syamananda, you tell us what you, how you will go about doing that.
Improvisation here. Mm-hmm. Well, last year, Samaraj asked us to prepare a few small groups. Represented the content of the seminar in four or five small drums. Tradition Marjan informed me we would have one drum, and if I understand correctly, it will be on Thursday. Mm-hmm. So the main thing I know when I prepare for a drama is a sort of minimal management commitment. Because it takes a little time to do something with a little substance. I'm not exactly sure why I'm here, or she's chosen me, but I have a little passion that when I do drama, it should have a little substance. It should have a little depth, and that means a little work. So mostly, if anybody's interested, it means a certain time commitment. That's feasible, it means at a seminar or a service, but anything you have to, please have to do it, whatever you decide is practical and required to make something that's presentable at the last day. So so basically everybody, I know that always like to do drama, but it does mean when we discuss at a certain time. After that then, we just should happily and nicely represent what marriage is presenting to us in the seminar and present that to the pleasure of the motion.
Thank you, Yamananda. Thank you. Fine, so you can approach him and you can see if there is still space available, and he will somehow contact the many different talents amongst you, and it will work out in some ways. Good. So let me summarize what I wanted to say today. This day is called Entering the Retreat. Please make yourself familiar one more time with the guidelines which we have written down. Review your sankalpa which you have written down, and then kindly keep energy and focus high during the retreat so that you can really obtain what you have come here. I'm most honored to be able to serve you like this, and I wish you a wonderful retreat. Before you go, let me repeat again. I know we are very excited to be here, and we would like to talk with our friends throughout the whole night. Please find sufficient rest, pace yourself, and also if there are sessions which you feel, I had such a strong work day, if tomorrow morning I will be a little late for this session or that session, it's no problem. It's very important for us that you are able to participate wholly and fully. That is good. So tomorrow will be a little easy. We will slowly, but then it will be a little focused. Good. Thank you all. Before we end, we will make just two hours of kirtan, 2 minutes of kirtan. I'm used now. Nowadays we do these kirtan melas, 12-hour kirtan, no problem. We can't imagine 2 minutes of kirtan, but yes. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please a little bit louder. No. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, oh, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Chapupada, 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 chapupada. Jaya Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha, Kanaya Lala Radhe. Radha, Kanaya Lala Radha. La la la, Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Jaya Radha, Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radha. Premanandi, Hari 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 Bo, Krishna Krishna. Believe it or not, we are exactly in time. Wonderful. So for tomorrow, the morning program starts in the temple with Mangal Aarti at 4:30. Then there will be the second part of the morning program starting at 7:15. That is the Guru Puja of Srila Prabhupada, and I request you, if you are a little tired and you can't make it for the first part, please aim at making it for the second part for sure, 7:15, and then half an hour later, 7:45, there is the first discovery lecture. It's important, it sets the theme for the whole day, your first retreat day. So if you can't make it for the second part of the morning program tomorrow because you're tired, on other days it's good if you participate in the morning program, then please make it sure that you are there, dead or alive, at 7:45. Hare Krishna. I wish you all the best and a healthy, good rest. Hare Krishna.